Blog Talk Radio.
Generally, the Constitution is a charter of negative liberties, says what the states can't do to you, says what the federal government can't do to you, but it doesn't say what the federal government or the state government must do on your behalf.
Fast on a rough road, riding high.
You didn't build that.
Through the mountains climbing, twisting, turning further from my home.
Shut up your mouth, Obama. Shut up your mouth, Obama.
Young, like a new moon rising, fear.
I've got a pen.
Through the rain and lightning, wandering out into this great unknown.
Yes, we can.
And I don't want no one to cry, but tell them if I don't survive, I was born free.
I've got a pen.
I was born free.
And I've got a phone.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Like the grandest canyon, wild, like an untamed stallion. If you can't see my heart, you must be blind.
What difference at this point does it make?
You can knock me down and watch me bleed, but you can't keep no chains on me. I was born free.
I've got a pen.
I am your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise, where we are dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom, regardless of the cost. Remember, shipmates, freedom ain't cheap, but we can afford it. It's tyranny that we cannot afford. Okay, you want to be a part of the program today, don't be shy, 646-716-7978, or you can join the captain's chat room. Now, you know it as well as I do. As long as there's one stinking liberal on planet friggin' Earth, it is a very, 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 very busy news day. Well, let me tell you something, shipmates. Today is absolutely no exception. We have lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of very evil people out there that are just desperate to take away your freedom. So let's lift this jib and get our freedom ship underway. All right. We are officially underway and headed out to sea. Bosun mate, shift colors. Okay, before we get into the scuttlebutt of the day today, you heard me talk about all last week, yesterday, the day before, about this little girl, Justine Peltier, who got a death sentence because her parents dared to get a second opinion to make sure that their daughter got all the medical attention that they could possibly find for her. What horrible parents these people are, don't you think? I mean, these people are absolutely horrible. They shouldn't have given the death sentence to this little girl. They should have done it to the parents. I mean, what kind of parents are going to go out of their way to make sure that their little daughter gets all the medical attention that that they can find for her? I mean, come on. What kind of creeps are these parents? That was very sarcastic, in case you just tuned in, didn't know what the hell I was talking about. Well, let me tell you something, Justine. I haven't forgotten you, girl. I told you I was going to do everything I can. Everything that I can. I don't know what I can do, but I do have a meeting today immediately following after this program. I got a tea party coming here to the studio. They're good friends of mine. CSA, Conservative Society for Action. Look them up. CSA-1776.org. They're here on Long Island. Look them up. They're coming here today. We're going to talk about actually a bunch of other things. That's why the meeting is actually scheduled for, is actually for other things. But, yeah, let me tell you something. Justine Peltier is going to be part of this discussion because I'm going to make damn sure. I'm going to try to find anywhere, anybody I possibly can, and I'm calling on everybody all across the United States. If you can get anywhere near this hospital, and I've got the address, and I've got exactly what you need to do. I've got the phone numbers. I've got a fax machine. I even got the goddamn Twitter account. I want you to harass these people. Get down there if you can. Hold up signs. Do whatever you can. Make a bunch of noise. Demand her immediate, unconditional release to her parents. Let her parents decide who's going to get her, who's going to get her, instead of the courts. And you're going to sit here and tell me, Mr. Obama, there's no death panels. Really? What is this? How is this not a death panel? What, are you kidding me? Bureaucrats deciding who gets medical attention and who doesn't? And you're going to keep this little girl from seeing her parents? The parents get a chance to see this little girl maybe once a week for an hour. And, of course, heavily supervised. Imagine that. Your own daughter. Your own flesh and blood that you created. You can't see because of a bureaucrat. Didn't like the fact that you didn't smile enough at him. Well, if you can get down, let me give you the name. First of all, it's Wayside, Wayside, Wayside Youth and Family Support Network Facility in Framingham, Massachusetts. The address, get a pencil, get a piece of paper. One, Frederick Abbott Way, Frederick Abbott. A-B-B-O-T-T, Frederick Abbott Way, 1 Frederick Abbott Way in Framingham, Massachusetts. The zip code, 01701. Their telephone number, call them up, harass them, 508-879-9800. That's 508-879-9800. Their fax machine. I didn't think fax machines were still in use, but if you've got a fax machine and you want to use it, here's the number, 508-513-48. That's 508-875-1348. Or if you want to go on that stupid Twitter, send them a tweet. It's follow at WaysideYouth.org. All one word. WaysideYouth.org. Follow at WaysideYouth.org. Now, when this group comes in here, I'm going to see what I can do, see if we can organize a whole bunch of people, get as many people as we can down to this facility. Get in the parking lot, wherever we can. How we can do this, I don't know. This kind of stuff is way over my head, but I'm certainly not afraid to swim in deep waters. I'm not afraid of the sharks. I'm not afraid of jellyfish. I'm not afraid to swim in deep water, plain and simple. I'm not afraid of this. Not afraid at all. Do I really know what I'm doing? No, I've never done this crap before. I've never had to. But I'm a pretty quick learner. And I'm going to do every goddamn thing I can for this girl. This is ridiculous. And I'm just asking anybody out there to do what they can. I'm doing what I can. You need to do what you can. And it doesn't matter how small or how big it is. Anything that you do is going to help. Sometimes the smallest things end up actually being the biggest things. Remember that. So if you're anywhere near Framingham, Massachusetts, or if you can get to Framingham, Massachusetts, get down there. Stay there all day, every single day, until this girl gets her unconditional release back to her parents. There is no excuse why this girl is literally whittling away in a room by herself. She doesn't get any visitors, not allowed to get any visitors. They're not doing any blood tests for her. They're not doing any tests. This girl is just sitting there in a room waiting for her to die. The judge? Why you would do this, I don't know. I don't know what the hell's the matter with you, Mr. Johnston. You're not a judge. You're a creep. And whoever this intern is, you've got an attitude problem, mister, or miss, whatever the hell you are. You need to think about that. Just think for one second if that happened to your kid. What would you do? I tell you right now, I'd probably be in jail for assault. I can tell you that right now. There is no way that I would be that calm, cool, and collected as this parent is. I don't know how he's doing it. Maybe he's in shock. I think that's probably what it is. I think their family's just in absolute shock and can't believe this. But I would be irate. I know for a fact I'd be in jail right now on assault charges. I can tell you that right now. But this is our little sister here. This isn't just somebody off the street. This is one of our sisters, man. We take care of each other in this country. We're Americans. We don't care what their color is. We don't care what the size of them are. We don't care if they're pretty. We don't care if they're ugly. We don't care if they smell. They're our brothers. They're our sisters. We are one big, giant family. There's only one group in this country, and that's the American group. You don't like it? Leave, because we don't like you. So if you can get down there, if you can organize your own little group, anything you can do down there to protest that this girl gets her unconditional release will be a great help. I'm trying to do what I can on this end, on my end. I know I'm probably about, what, 5-6 hours away from her. It's going to be kind of hard. I got a truck. I got this. I got that. I got stuff that, you know, that we can do. I can broadcast live. I can do a live feed over YouTube with cameras and everything. How I'm going to be able to do this, I don't know. I don't even have any real money to do it, but I'm going to do anything that I can. If there's a possibility of any kind of way to do anything, I'm going to do it. I'm telling you, Justina, I have not forgotten you, girl. I don't know what I can. I'm going to promise you. I can't promise you success, but I can definitely promise you I'm going to do everything in my little power that I have. Whatever power I have, I'm going to give to you, girl, because there's no excuse why you got this death sentence. Absolutely no excuse. So if you can, get down there. 1 Frederick Abbott Way, Framingham, Massachusetts. All right, let's get to the scuttlebutt of the day. Thousands, now this right here, this, I mean, just forget about that Fourth Amendment. We've already lost the First Amendment. That one's gone. You don't have freedom of speech anymore. Unless, of course, you chastise the right. Then you can say and do whatever the hell you want to. You can burn the American flag. You can take a dump on the flag. But you say anything about freedom or a balanced budget, well, you're a hater. You're a racist. Because balanced budgets, that's racism. How you connect the dots to that, good God Almighty, I don't know. We've lost the First Amendment. We know about the Second Amendment. I don't know. That one's been lost for a long time. And now it's only getting worse. But the Fourth Amendment. This Fourth Amendment is very, very, very critical. And we now just lost it. I don't know if you heard in the news about this 91-year-old man. He's in Indianapolis, a little town called Waldron. I guess it's about 35 miles southeast of Indianapolis. So that'll give you an indication of where this little town is. But FBI agents Wednesday removed literally thousands of artifacts. He had American Indian items, a private collection. He had all kinds of stuff in there. They're not telling you what kind of stuff that he has in there, but they did see some stuff. Let's see what he had in here. There were some things. I wrote it down here. He had a rifle, apparently, that was used in Little Bighorn. He collected things all throughout his life. Wherever he went, different countries, different places here and there, he collected. Don't you have the right to collect artifacts? Don't you have the right to collect things? Well, I thought, but evidently now you don't. I don't understand this whole thing here right now. This is a little too much for me. I got a big problem with this. You are now no longer secure in your own homes, which you're supposed to be. But now we're not, because the FBI decided that whatever you had in your house, it doesn't belong to you. It belongs to the FBI so they can figure out where it's supposed to go. Well, the guy collected it. He got it. And their excuse is, well, we've got to find out whether he collected this stuff
legally or illegally, and if it really belongs to him or if it belongs to the country of origin, where it came from. Well, no. Excuse me, FBI. Excuse me, FBI, but we, you know, again, I know this Fourth Amendment. I know you don't like that Fourth Amendment. I know, sweetie, I know. It's so cumbersome. You got to follow rules. But the right of the people to be secure in their persons, their houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures. Did you have a warrant? Well, you might have got a warrant, but I don't know if it's really that legitimate. They won't even tell why they were there. They won't even tell you why the FBI was even there to begin with to seize this property. Now, how can you do that? How can you go up to somebody, see somebody's entire artifacts, seize every one of their effects from their home, and then not tell the American people why you did it? Why were you there? Well, an anonymous tip? I'm sick and tired of anonymous tips. Here's what you do, FBI. Okay, let's say you do get this anonymous tip. Well, let's find out whether this guy got this stuff illegally or not before you seize it. Did they do that? No. They decided upon themselves that this man was in the wrong. He had these artifacts illegally, so they're going to take them from him. He doesn't deserve them. And then they're going to find out. The FBI is going to find out whether this man can have these artifacts or not, or whether they belong in a museum. Well, that's yours. It doesn't have to necessarily be in a museum. If you collected the artifacts, those are yours. If you paid for them, you got them legally, those are yours. There's no excuse for this. I mean, he had all kinds of stuff. He had a crocodile skull that was fossilized. Yeah, I know that. That I mean, come on. I mean, that's a danger to society. These artifacts, you can't have that. And that rifle that he had. Oh, that's. I mean, that's. You know, it's not registered. I mean, this guy's in violation. He must be thrown in jail. He also had a picture of an atomic bomb test. This man was the man who gave the signal to begin the countdown in 1945. It was the first blast on Bikini Island. Left him with hearing damage, even though he was several miles away. He had an old Indian motorcycle. I love them old motorcycles, by the way. He had an old canoe. He had arrowheads. He had all kinds of stuff. But they're not telling you everything that he had in here. Why? Why was the FBI there? Well, they're not telling you. Now, how can you do that? How can you just go up to a house, seize all of their effects, and then not tell the American people why you did it? I could see if this was some kind of national security issue, but I can't see how a guy who's taken care of all these artifacts basically has a museum in his own house. That's his house. That's his domain. That's where he lives. You should be secure in your own home, right? You're supposed to be, right? Well, not anymore. It's up to the government to decide whether you can be secure in your home or not. It's not up to you. It's not up to you to decide. If that Constitution, just forget about it. That Constitution, no. That's antiquated. You don't use it anymore. The FBI handbook, obviously now, trumps constitutions. Well, let me tell you something. No, it don't. Constitution trumps all handbooks. School handbooks, cop handbooks, FBI handbooks, EPA handbooks, all handbooks. I mean, this, when I read this story, I swear to God, I mean, this is stuff that is not just once in a while. This is becoming an everyday occurrence in this country. Every single day. So let me ask you something. Are you fed up yet? I mean, what is it really going to take? They killed four of our American brothers, or allowed four of our American brothers to be brutally murdered, one raped and cattle-prodded and tortured before he died, allowed guns to go into the hands of people who are only in business to do two things, sell drugs and kill people. So they give them several thousand guns. They lose track of them. Well, they never even kept track of them. All to show that there's a gun problem in the United States so they can enact more gun laws. which, again, I know that Second Amendment, I know, here I go again, quoting that Constitution, shall not be infringed. Well, I guess, you know, what the hell am I talking about? Command vehicle. I mean, God almighty, you need a command vehicle? They got several tents out there taking all this information, but they will not tell you why they were there. How did they find out that this stuff was here? Obviously a neighbor, obviously a friend or somebody that noticed it was there and decided to complain because obviously they were jealous. They didn't have these artifacts. Well, if I don't have these artifacts and I can't have it, well, then he can't have it. I'd like to know who this anonymous tip was. Now, to me, I find the FBI in violation. If there's a Justice Department out there, if there's a governor in Indiana, you think maybe you can do something and say, wait a minute, no. That's no. That's my citizen there. That's not your citizen, FBI. Okay? You can't go in there and raid his house until you have probable cause. What is your probable cause? You have proof that this is, that all these artifacts were stolen? Do you have proof of it? Oh, you don't. Oh, okay. Well, when you do, then you can come back and take them. But until then, no, you can't. But do we have anybody like that? Do we have a governor that would do that? Do we have a president that would do that? How about the attorney general? Do you think he'd do something like that? No. I'd like to find out if this guy is, if this guy's a Republican or a Democrat. Something tells me this guy's not a Democrat, because if he was, I don't think this would happen. I hate to bring politics into this. I really do. But unfortunately, all these things that are happening here today is politics. Anything and everything to attack the right in any way they can. And this is exactly what they're doing. I don't buy this for one moment that this is not political. I don't buy it. I don't see the evidence that this is not political. I don't care what they tell me. What they tell you, look, how many times has the government told you something that's actually been real or true? Huh? Yeah, exactly. I don't want to hear it. They're very careful not to say whether they believe the man, Don Miller, had knowingly broken any laws. Well, they don't know, but they're just going to take his stuff and seize all of his effects. And then they'll sort it out later. That's kind of like shoot first and ask questions later. You don't see a problem with this. All right. We are collecting and analyzing with the goal of repatriation. 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 No. I mean, come. No. Now, who is this guy? Special Agent Drew Northern. Okay, Drew Northern. You're a creep. Okay, you're bad. You're bad people. When you do bad things, you are bad people, period. I don't care if you're a special agent. I don't give a damn who you are. I don't care if you're the Lord God, Jesus Christ himself. If Jesus was to do something like this, I would tell Jesus to his face that he's bad. But Jesus wouldn't do something that stupid. You, Mr. Northern, obviously would because you did. And now we got another special agent. They don't seem very special to me. Mr. Robert A. Jones, he's in charge. Yeah, he's in charge of the Indianapolis office. Would not say to a news conference specifically why the investigation was initiated. Well, then why are you initiating it? So you just have the right to just go and seize people's property and not have to tell the American people why you did it? Excuse me, but when you do something like this, Mr. Jones and Mr. Northern, you're not doing it just to this 91-year-old man. You're doing it to me. You're doing it to everybody. You're doing it to every single citizen in this country. Why can you people in the government not understand this? Why is that? Why is that so difficult for you people to understand this? I don't get it myself. I can't comprehend how these people can get to this level of where they are. How can you do this? Just because you got a badge and a gun? Huh? That gives you special powers. Well, we know that if you win an election, you get special powers. But now if you get a badge, well, that gives you special. You can kill. That's a license to kill. You can do whatever you want. You can seize people's property. No problem. A warrant? Ah! Get the hell... Warrant! Look, I got an FBI handbook. I don't need no stinking warrant. All right? I'm an FBI agent. You see this badge? You see this gun? That gives me the right to do whatever the hell I want. Well, no, it doesn't. An anonymous tip. Unfriggin' believable. There's no proof whatsoever that this guy's stolen anything. There's no proof. This guy just collected stuff wherever he went. He's traveled all over the country. Or, I mean, all over the world. And collected artifacts here and there. He's got Indian artifacts. He's got all kinds of stuff. What's the problem? You find it, you collect it, you buy it. Why can't you have it? What is this man doing? How is this man a threat? How are these artifacts a threat to society that you need to go and raid his home? Huh? How is that? Why can't you explain yourself, FBI? Huh? Why can't you tell the American people why you were there raiding this man's house? Well, because they're going to have to tell the truth, and if they tell the truth, well, they're going to be exposed, and, well, they're going to look, well, like they are. Bad. These are bad people. You do bad things to people, you're bad people, period. I don't care how nice you are. I don't care how many badges you have on your stupid chest. I don't care how many guns you carry on your hip. You do bad things, you're bad people, period. Well, now they're saying it's going to take several years to catalog all this. Now, this right here, again, I tell you right now, I would be in jail right now. I would blow up. I'm one of these kinds of guys that I just can't stand to let somebody just walk all over me without a fight. And why should we? Why should the American people just allow their government just to run roughshod over them? Why? What's the point? What do you get out of it? Aren't you supposed to be free? Don't we have a constitution? Aren't we a country of laws? Or are we just a country of handbooks? Whoever's got a handbook, I guess they're the ones in charge. Well, I can go. How about if I make up my handbook? Huh? I can make up a handbook too. But I don't use handbooks. I use constitutions. And this constitution here trumps any one of your stinking handbooks. This is a bad job on you, FBI. Bad job. And you wonder why people don't trust you? What, are you freaking kidding me? You wonder why people don't trust the government? Hello? How about if I come into your house there, Mr. FBI Special Agent, and I take what you have because I decided you don't have the right to have it. You see, I got a handbook, and it says right here, gives me my right to take whatever you have in your house because I have decided that you do not deserve it. This guy got stuff from China, Russia, Peru, Haiti, Australia, New Guinea, the United States. He got stuff everywhere, wherever he went. I mean, my Lord. I mean, my heart just went, I mean, I swear to God. I get so goddamn just irate when I read these stories. Because this stuff isn't just happening to them, they're happening to me. I feel that way. I know it may be selfish. I may be taking a selfish stand here, but I don't think so. I take this personal. Yeah, I do. And I'm not ashamed to admit it. This is personal. You attack one person in this country, you're attacking us all. Every single goddamn one of us. There's no excuse for this. I mean, I can see if they have proof that this guy stole a bunch of stuff. Okay, fine. But we don't see that. We don't have that proof. They won't even tell why they're there. An anonymous tip. Who was this anonymous tip? I'm sick and tired of anonymous tips. I really am. And I'm sick and tired of reporters. Oh, I don't want to give up my sources. Okay, I understand that. I get it. I totally get it. I totally get it. I understand that. I agree with it. I'm for it. However, What I'm not for are people just to say I got a source. Anybody can say I just got a source. I got an anonymous tip. Just got a tip. I was at the donut shop. Somebody came up and told me. Anonymous tip. So you get an anonymous tip, and that's your probable cause to go raid somebody's home because of an anonymous tip. Did you happen to check out this anonymous tip to find out if they were actually telling the truth or not? If these people weren't crazy themselves? Did you do any of that? No. We got an anonymous tip. That's all we need. It's not the proof that matters anymore. It's simply just the accusation. So if you accuse somebody of something, well, that's all you need. And as soon as you accuse somebody of racism, that's it. There's no proof that you need. You've been accused of racism. You're now a racist. Innocent until proven guilty, my ass. Bad job, FBI. I'm sorry, but you've done a disservice to this country. You are doing a disservice to every single American in this country, every citizen. You have done a bad job. I can just only hope that someday somebody does the same stuff to you. And I hope to God that I'm there to see it. And guess. Take a big fat guess of who's not going to get in the way and help you. That's right. Me. I will not help you. You people deserve it. And you're going to get your comeuppance one day. You ever heard of a little thing called karma? That's right. Tell you something a little bit about karma. Sometimes karma takes a little while to get to you. And that's what's scary. Because the longer karma takes to get to you, well, the harder she's going to hit you. And the harder you're going to fall. But in the meantime, these people are still going to go out. I wonder who's next. Who's next? Who's next, FBI? Who's next on your list to go raid their home? Huh? Is it me? Huh? Maybe my neighbor? I don't know. If you can raid this house, you want to raid it? Go ahead. Knock yourself out. You ain't going to get much, but you can raid it. Who's next on your list here, huh? I hate to bring politics into this, but I swear to God, this is... I don't have any proof, so I can't say for 100% certain, but I guarantee you this has something to do with politics. Somehow, some way, some form, some fashion, this is going to boil down to some kind of politics. This guy voted the wrong way. His neighbor didn't like it. Maybe he said something about the King Obama. The person didn't like that. Maybe they're talking about Obamacare. Who God only knows. It doesn't really matter. The fact is that unless you have actual physical proof that this man stole these artifacts, you have no business taking them. And you need a real warrant. This stuff is only going to keep going on and on and on and on until the American people finally stand up and say no. What is it going to take, America? What is it going to take for you people to get this pissed off that you're not going to take it anymore? Are you really that afraid to fight these people? Well, let me tell you something. Excuse me. If you're really that afraid to fight, then you deserve not to be free. But I'm not afraid to fight. I deserve to be free. And so do you. So do you. Every single American in this country deserves to be free. We do have a constitution. Yeah, I know. I sound like a broken record. I know. Liberals hate that word, constitution. That's the C word, by the way. Got to put a penny in the cuss jar every time I say it. There's reasons for these amendments. There's reasons for this Bill of Rights. There's reasons for our constitution. Beginning with the preamble, then to the body, then to the Bill of Rights, and then to the rest of the amendments. There are reasons for every single word, every single comma, every single period. Every last word of this document, there is a valid reason for it. I just want the government to follow it. And that's what the Tea Party is asking the government to do, is simply follow the Constitution. Now, how is that racist? Huh? Freedom for everybody is racist now. Bad job, FBI. Bad job. I just hope karma gets you and gets you quick. Because you deserve it. All right, let's open up my treasure chest here. See if there's any more booty to plunder. I don't son of a bitch. Florida lawmakers approve warning shot bill revising self-defense laws. Well, oh my God, this story here, you know, again, you can't defend yourself. The perpetrator can shoot you as many times as they want to, but you can't defend yourself. A woman's being attacked by her estranged husband, but she can't pull out a gun and fire a warning shot. Defend herself. She gets 20 years in the can. Imagine that. Imagine that, pulling out a gun, defending yourself because somebody's going to beat you up. Somebody's going to hurt you. You are now the perpetrator. You have to spend 20 years in jail. Where was this estranged husband? What happened to him? Huh? Where's he? Well, he's probably still walking around Florida, probably beating up more women. Talk about war on women. What the hell did you just do to this woman? Wait till we get to this story. This is pathetic. You can't defend yourself now. Let me tell you something about self-defense. Self-defense is an inalienable right. You know what that word means? That means you can't take it away. It's inalienable. It cannot be taken away. Every single human being on planet Earth, past, present, or future, has an inalienable right. Defend themselves. Not even God can take away that right. Unless you're the United States government, then they can take away that right. You don't have the right to defend yourself. You must allow the perpetrator to rape you, to beat you up, and to kill you, to do whatever they want to with you, and let the court settle it out. So we can get a tainted jury, and they can find, well, just not enough evidence, and so he gets to walk. Meanwhile, the victim is 6 feet under because she didn't have the right to defend herself. ISA calls a meeting next week to weigh contempt against ex-IRS official Lewis Lerner. Why do you need to have a meeting to discuss and then bring it to Congress to vote whether this girl is in contempt? I watched those hearings. She spoke. Once you speak, you don't get your Fifth Amendment right anymore. There's nothing to discuss, Mr. ISA, and enough with your goddamn hearings. You know, I know you love these hearings, and they're fine and dandy, but you don't do anything after the hearing. Are you just doing these hearings just to keep your base, you know, jazzed up so they'll continue to vote for you? Is that what you're doing? I lost all faith in you, Mr. ISA, and you broke my heart. You did. I'm sorry to say this. You really did. You really broke my heart, Mr. ISA. You're one of those 28 that voted for cloture. And then you voted against the bill so the president can now get an open checkbook and write as many checks as he wants to with his little magic pen. But don't give me that you did this for noble reasons. I don't want to hear it, Mr. ISA. That's a bad job on you. All 28 of those Republicans, every goddamn one of them, you've heard me list their names, and I might list all their names again today. Bad job on you, Mr. ISA. Bad job. Bad job on just about everybody in the news here today. This is pathetic. It's Friday, man. We're supposed to be in a good mood on Friday. We got the weekend coming up. You would think we could be in a good mood. Now, GOP lawmakers, they're trying to push the EPA, which is no longer the EPA. You remember. It's not the Environmental Protection Agency. It's the Democratic Party Protection Agency. They want to axe this proposed water rule, the Clean Air Act or the Clean Water Act, which, look, having clean water, yeah, I think everybody wants to have clean water. I don't know anybody who doesn't. I really don't. But how they go about it is the problem. What they're doing to these farmers, what they're doing to it's the price that you have to pay for this crap. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. There's other ways to save that stupid smell. But see, these people, they don't understand. It's not about saving the environment. It's about power. It's about control. Again, trickle-down tyranny. When you have a tyrannical government at the top, everybody else underneath follows suit. They become little tyrants themselves. And then it trickles all the way down to the citizens. Now you got your neighbors. Everybody wants to be a little tyrant. You got the little Nazi at the stupid market. You got little Nazis at the Starbucks. Everybody's a goddamn little tyrant. For what? To show how big and tough you are? That doesn't make you big and tough, just to let you know. Tyrants are not big and tough. Tyrants are cowards. That's why they're tyrants. Those are cowards. That is a coward. Mr. Obama, you are a coward. And everybody in your administration is a coward. Hillary Clinton. Yeah, let me tell you something, sweetheart. You're not big and strong. You are a coward. A fat coward, I might add. Massive voter fraud in North Carolina. Oh, gee. That's breaking news. Remember that when the election in 2012 and you had that Axelrod? What a putz. Or not Axelrod. He's a putz, too. But the other guy. Gibbs. Robert Gibbs. I mean, what a piece of work. He was so confident that Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Virginia, they were going to go towards Obama. And when he was doing that, this was a couple of weeks before. And remember that all the polls suggested that Ohio was going to go towards Romney, Pennsylvania was going to go towards Romney, Virginia was going to go towards Romney. And then Robert Gibbs gets up there, and he's with, I think it was NBC or whatever, one of those Sunday morning puke shows. Oh, and he's confident. No. They're going to go towards Barack Obama. See, they already had the election won. They already cheated before the election even began, and you knew that. I knew that was going to happen. Don't tell me for one second that these Democrats, the only way that they can win an election is by to cheat, period. More people consider themselves conservative in this country than they do liberal, period. Always have, always will. How Democrats win elections, I'm sorry, but I don't buy it for one second that they ever win an election legitimately. Yeah, are there people on the right that like to cheat too? Of course there are. The people are people. People always love to cheat. They always love to lie. It's just the way people are. But it's a hell of a lot more prevalent in the Democratic Party than it is in the Republican Party. I can tell you that. That's safe to say. Those are facts. You can't. That's indisputable. Come on. Don't be naive. Don't be gullible. And don't be stupid. 15 to 20% aren't paying Obamacare premiums. Uh-oh. Now they got to track them down. I bet it's a hell of a lot more than that. And another thing, the people that are making their payments, we've already heard stories of this, people making payments, but they don't have insurance. They're making payments. Who's getting the money? Nobody knows. But they don't have insurance. The insurance company doesn't know who they are, but they're making payments. Then if they do get insurance, well, we can't give you that chemotherapy to fix your cancer, but we can give you an abortion. Will that help? Yeah, that'll help me. Thanks. This Obamacare is not health care. Look, I'm sorry. Chemotherapy's been around for a long time. You would think that every single policy would have chemotherapy. You would think, right? That if you get cancer, you get chemotherapy. Why would an insurance policy not cover that? I mean, mind-boggling to me. Mind-boggling to me. You got to get that abortion in there and free contraception. Again, whatever your beliefs are in contraception and abortion is your business. But if you want contraception, you want an abortion, you got to have to pay for it. Abortions are not health care unless the very, 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 very rare occurrence where the mother could die if she has the baby. Okay, fine. I think we can all understand that, but how often does that happen? Very rare. Oh, speaking of which, just popped into my head. I don't know if anybody's seen this last night. There was a reporter, a young woman reporter. She's conservative, works for some conservative newspaper or website or whatever. She didn't really say. But she went to this feminist organization. Now, what the hell is a feminist? I mean, what the hell is a feminist? You're a woman. Now, I know that nature's a little bit weird, and some women aren't feminine, and some men aren't masculine. But the general rule is men are masculine, and women are feminine. Now, if you're a woman and you don't know how to be feminine, I mean, what the hell is a feminist? What does that mean? I've never heard of a masculinist. What is that? Is there such a thing as a masculinist? And what does that even mean? What the hell is a feminist? Well, it's all about abortion. That's all it's about. That's the only thing that it's about. Well, this girl, this young woman, a reporter, goes to this feminist organization, which I don't understand what it is and why. And when girls go to college and they take up women's studies, I mean, women, look, you're a woman. You've been a woman your entire life. You got to go to college now to learn how to be a woman? I mean, women's studies, what the hell is that? You would think that women's studies should be a course for men so they can try to figure these creatures out, because you can't. Not for nothing, but men and women are completely different. Women can't figure men out, and men can't figure women out. I didn't design nature. I didn't design the human being. I didn't invent these people. I just know how they work. And it's true, and it's okay, it's fine. I've accepted the fact that men and women are different. And if you don't know the reasons why men and women are different, well, then you need to stay out of the conversation. I don't want to listen to you. You're an idiot. Shut up. Well, I just don't understand what the hell a feminist is. What is the point of it? I've asked women who claim to be feminists. I never get an answer. I've yet to get a legitimate, logical answer. You get a lot of blah, 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 but you don't get any substantive information. You get nothing. You get blah, blah, blah. What the hell is that? So this girl goes up to this so-called feminist gathering or feminist meeting, and once they found out that she was from a conservative newspaper, how they found out, the girl doesn't know. But they announce over the loudspeaker not to trust this girl. And you can see it on the video. Don't go near her. You're a conservative. Well, you can't be a feminist. To me, now that right there is even more confusing. But she's a woman. I thought all women are supposed to be feminists. Well, what about the lesbians that aren't feminine? Are they feminists? They're not feminine. I've seen some women that are more masculine than a lot of men. I mean, what does that mean? I don't even understand this crap. I don't see the purpose for it. Look, ladies, accept the fact that you're different than men. Men have accepted the fact that we're different than you. It's not a big deal. There's a reason for it. I've accepted it. I like the fact. I love the fact that women are different than men. I'm sorry, but to me, men are ugly, and women are pretty. I don't want to see ugly women. Okay? I'm sorry. But I love the fact that women are different than men. We have to be. We would not be able to evolve as a species if men and women were the same. Think about it. I don't get this stupid feminist, but because she's a conservative, she's not to be trusted. Now, isn't the Democratic Party, aren't they supposed to be all inclusive? Isn't that what they tout? Peace and love, unicorns and rainbows for everybody? The inclusive party? It's only the Republicans that aren't inclusive? Haven't we heard that mantra before? Like all the time? But meanwhile, the real reality, not the pseudo-reality, but the real reality, the Tea Party is inclusive, period. They don't care who you are. They don't give a damn about your stupid color. They don't care about your stupid sex or your stupid sexual orientation. They don't care where you came from. They don't care what color hair you have. They don't care if you're a hair lip. They don't care if you're crippled. They don't care if you're mentally retarded. They just don't care. You're a citizen. You're in. That's it. That's your only qualification to be in the Tea Party, to be a citizen of the country. That's it. You're welcome. You can come in. No one's going to push you away. I don't understand how the right gets blamed for all of this stuff that the left does. I don't get it. And I don't understand why the GOP doesn't stand up and fight a little more. I'm tired of you cowards in the GOP, for Christ's sakes, guys. Come on. Mr. Boehner, could you get a backbone? Please. Tears. I'm sick and tired of you crying like a little bitty baby. You're a putz. Get off your ass and fight, for Christ's sakes, or get the hell out of Congress. Mr. King, too, I find you a creep. You used to be, Mr. King, my representative. There's no way in hell I'm going to vote for you. No way. No, no, no. You have proved to me over and over and over and over and over again that you're a liar, you're a cheat, and you're a creep. How much money do you have invested in Obamacare, Mr. King? How about you, Mr. Boehner, Mr. McConnell? How about you, Mr. McCain? How much money do you have invested in healthcare companies? Why do you think the GOP isn't really fighting that hard to get rid of this Obamacare? Why do you think? They make it look like they're fighting. Well, we'll shut the government down. We'll shut it down for 2 weeks, and then we'll drop trowel and surrender with a multi-billion dollar pork sandwich to build some goddamn bridge in Kentucky. And yeah, okay, fine. I'm sure the bridge is a great idea. But you don't put that in a bill to open the government back up when the only reason the government was shut down was due to spending, overspending, constant overspending. November had better be a house cleaning election, man. And lots of people need to lose their jobs. And if you're afraid to go into the voting booth and vote against these people who have been screwing you, stay at home. Stay at home on the couch, turn on the Kim Kardashian show, and shove another bag of Cheetos down your fat gullet, because you don't deserve to go into that voting booth. That voting booth is for responsible people, responsible voters. Took the time to actually vet the candidate before they went in there and voted for it. These are people that don't vote on party lines. These are people that vote for individuals. Get rid of these parties. That's what we need to do. I'm sick of these parties. And if the party is really going to be a party and do what the party is supposed to do, why don't they do it? Why isn't the Republican Party fighting? Don't give me this Reince Priebus. Yeah, you're going to go out there and give a nice big speech. Okay, fine. That's great. You know, speeches are great. Speeches are wonderful. But actions speak much louder than any cockamamie speech. I'm sick of speeches. I'm sick of tweets. I'm sick of hearings. I want to see some action. Once. I want to see action. Action, action, action. Why is that so difficult to do, to act? To actually do your job. I don't understand it. I don't know. No, did you guys hear about this alcoholic court reporter? For several cases, I mean, I don't know how many. I guess it's been done since 2010. This guy's been doing this stuff. But he just, instead of the stenographer, instead of, you know, writing down everything that's said, typing it into his little machine there, he constantly writes, I hate my job, I hate my job, I hate my job, or he just writes nothing but gibberish. I know it's not funny, but it is funny. You know, it's one of those things. Yeah, the guy's going to be in a lot of trouble. Yeah, I probably could overturn a lot of cases that don't need to be overturned. And yeah, should you do this? No. Should this guy be punished? Yeah. But it still is kind of funny, nevertheless. But it's not funny, funny, funny. You know what I mean? I mean, the guy's going to have to pay for it. Don't do it. If you're a stenographer, don't follow this guy's footsteps, okay? Do your job, because there's reasons for the stenographer. There are valid reasons, and our justice system is not to be messed with. Not by the government, and certainly not by the citizens. There's reasons for that. So on one side, yeah, it is kind of funny, but on the other side, no, it's not funny at all, and it's very serious. I just hope the guy can get some help. I know alcohol is no excuse, and alcoholics, yeah, I do know alcoholics. I do know them. I've got people very close to me that are alcoholics. It's, you can call it a disease, you can call it whatever the hell you want to call it, but it does kill. And it doesn't only kill the alcoholic, it kills everybody around the alcoholic. It destroys lives. Bob Costas now, oh my God, this guy, what if this, can this guy go the hell away? I've never liked this guy, even when I was a kid. I always thought he was a horrible announcer. I don't understand how he got the job. It had to have been nepotism. It had to have been. It had to have been. This guy's a horrible broadcaster, not to mention just an idiot, babbling idiot. I don't even know why people take this guy seriously. Why they even? Why am I even reporting about this? But anyway, he does some stupid interview last night with Seth Meyers. And he says, let's make a bet, you and me. This is his quote. Let's make a bet, you and me. Let's say over the next 5 years, we'll do a Google search. Oh, Google. Google this, Mr. Costas. We'll have an independent party monitor it. You keep track of how many good and constructive things are associated with athletes having a gun, and I'll keep track of all the tragedies and criminality and folly, and let's see who comes out ahead and behind, as the case may be. Are you looking for trouble, Mr. Costas? Is that what you're doing? I mean, just because they're an athlete, they can't have a gun now. Now, all athletes who have a gun, well, you're not trustworthy. You're going to get in trouble with the gun. Well, people in general get in trouble with guns. It all depends on how you're using the gun. It doesn't necessarily mean just because you're an athlete. I mean, this guy's a sports announcer, and he's doing everything. He wants to get rid of football. Evidently, he doesn't like football. I don't know. Why NBC would allow him to come on their NBC Sunday Night Football and badmouth the sport? I mean, why the NFL hasn't said, look, NBC, you can't have your announcers coming on here badmouthing our sport. Why they didn't do anything, I don't know. I'm not a real big fan of that commissioner anyway, that Goodell. Not a real big fan of him. He's a little too political. Not a real big fan, never was. A little bit too big for his britches. I think he's a bit of a, whatever. But in any event, Mr. Costas, shut up. Just shut up. Athletes can't be trusted with guns. So what? Just because they're an athlete, automatically they can't be trusted with guns. You can't be trusted with a gun. You're an idiot. Shut up. Chicago's middle class disappears. There's a graph out there, and it shows from 1970 to today, and you can see it. It sees the middle class just goes away, which is the same community that our king, community organizer. What the hell is a community organizer? How do you organize a community? It's already organized. It's a community. What is there to do? Get people upset and irate and hate white people? Is that community organization? It doesn't seem very organized to me, especially when there is no middle class. Chicago is now the murder capital of the country. And this guy gets rewarded to be the president. You organize a community that becomes the murder capital of the country. You completely wiped out the entire middle class, and your reward is now president of the United States. Huh. Scientists now dismiss claims that Yellowstone volcano is going to erupt. Well, people saw some bison walking down the street. It was a sunny day. They were a little uppity. Ba, 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 ba. People started freaking out. Oh, my God, the world's coming to an end. The volcano's going to blow. Everybody's going to die. Global warming. We're all going to melt. I'm not even going to cover any more of this. I mean, this is ridiculous. I don't even know why they even put this in my stupid treasure chest this morning. Damn it. Oh, God. I mean, just if you're going to put stuff like this in here, I mean, let me know ahead of time so I can tell you not to. Look, and if the volcano blows, the volcano blows. You can't do anything about Mother Nature. Mother Nature's going to do what Mother Nature's going to do. You can't change her. You can't fix her. You can't change the climate. You can't stop a volcano from erupting. All you can do is accept what Mother Nature gives you and do the best you can with it. All right, let's get into the top story here now. Florida lawmakers are approving a warning shot bill. Why is this even in a bill? It's common sense. somebody's attacking you. You have the right to defend yourself. Why does that have to be put in a bill? Why does that have to be written down? Why do you have to write down the obvious? Somebody's attacking me. I have the right to defend myself. Well, this is stemming from, let's see if I can find her name in here. I think it's Alexander. The woman, Marissa Alexander. Well, she's out on bail now, awaiting a new trial. She was sentenced to 20 years in prison after firing one shot near her estranged husband during an altercation. The guy's trying to beat the hell out of her. God only knows if he's going to kill her. He could be high on crack. Who knows? I don't know. I don't know the story. I don't know anything about it. But I do remember this story, and I do remember the trial. She fired a warning shot to back her husband away. She gets thrown in jail for 20 years, 20 years. So what does that say to everybody else? What does that say to the rest of the public? You can't have a gun now. And if you do have a gun and you fire a warning shot for somebody who's attacking you, you're going to go to jail. Well, where's the perpetrator, the guy who's attacking you? What happened to him? Well, you violated his rights, so he gets off. I mean, how did we get here? How did this country stoop this low to where we are right now? Well, Florida. I mean, what the hell is going on with that entire state of Florida? I mean, are you getting too much sunshine? Is that what it is? What's going on down there? I know you're close to the Bermuda Triangle, but Jiminy Christmas here, guys. Come on. My Lord, I've been to Florida. I love Florida. Florida's a pretty state. I've been to almost every state in the Union. But my God, this isn't about states. This is about people. How is a jury, how could you possibly convict this woman for firing one warning shot, one, against her estranged husband who was attacking her so she could fend him off and defend herself? How could you convict her as the perpetrator and send her to jail for 20 years and judge? I mean, what's the matter with you? Why would you do that? Well, it's mandatory. He doesn't have a choice. Well, yeah, you do have a choice. You can say this case is bogus. This is BS. Don't bring this crap into my courtroom again. But we don't have any brave judges anymore. And you shouldn't have to be brave. This has nothing to do with bravado. You are now brave if you follow the Constitution. Imagine that. You have to be brave now to actually follow the Constitution. It shouldn't be about bravado. It should be, well, we follow the Constitution. She's got a right to defend herself. This is common sense. Again, I know you cannot put common sense in law. You either have to have it or you don't. Well, obviously, there's too many people in this country that don't have it. And now we got Common Core implemented in our schools, which teaches anti-common sense. Common sense is no longer part of the curriculum. You can't have common sense. No sense makes sense. Wasn't that Charles Manson who said that? He promoted that with his little followers. No sense makes sense. The bill, which earlier received backing from the Republican-controlled House, now goes to the desk of the Republican, Rick Scott. Mrs. Alexander had tried to assert a stand-your-ground defense, but a judge rejected her claim. No, you can't stand your ground. You carried a weapon. You're the perpetrator. You carry guns. She was sentenced under a 1999 law called 10 to 20 to life, in which mandatory sentences are imposed for using a gun in certain cases. Self-defense. Imagine that, using a gun for self-defense, and you got to go to jail for 20 years for firing one shot? I mean, I can see if she went out of her way to shoot the guy and kill the guy, I can see getting 20 years, but fire one shot to back the guy off? In self-defense? This woman doesn't deserve any jail time. She deserves a pat on the back. Good for you, sweetheart, standing up for your rights, man. Standing up and defending yourself. Where would this girl be now if she didn't fire that shot? Any ideas? Well, I'm pretty sure she'd have been beaten up pretty bad. Might have even been killed. The law requires that anyone who shows a gun in the commission of certain felonies receive an automatic 10 years in prison. If a gun is fired, it's an automatic 20. Shoot and wound someone, and the mandatory sentence is 25 to life. The warning shot, however, would allow instances of threatened use of force without falling under the rule of 10 to 20 life. Well, but this is just freaking stupid. This is just common goddamn sense. Somebody's attacking you. You have the right to defend yourself. That's all this is. There's nothing more than this. I mean, what the hell? The NRA lobbyist, Marion Hammer, and supporters said the 10 to 20 to life wasn't intended to be used in self-defense cases. Well, obviously it wasn't. But evidently we don't have intelligent enough judges, intelligent enough police officers, intelligent enough prosecutors to understand it. Why are these people allowed to be in business? I don't understand it. Why do we have, I mean, the cops are ignorant, obviously, of the laws. They can make up their own laws. They got a cop handbook. It only matters what they decide. They got a badge. They got a gun. They can arrest anybody they want to. They shoot first, ask questions later. You got a prosecutor. Well, they went to law school. They got a piece of paper with their name on it. They're important. They won an election now. So they can prosecute anybody. They know the law. You don't. You're a peasant. You're a subject. What the hell do you know? You don't have a piece of paper with your name on it. You don't have a badge. You didn't win an election. You don't have any rights. You get only the rights that we give you. We don't have responsible people in our government. We don't have responsible people in our law enforcement. We don't have responsible people in our justice system. And that stuff trickles down. Now we don't got anybody responsible in our communities anymore. I mean, what the hell? I mean, we haven't had a responsible teacher in our country, I don't know how many years, and that's sad to say, because there are actually good teachers out there. And yeah, there are actually good cops, and there's good judges, and there's good prosecutors, and there's good congressmen. But we don't get to see these people very often. I'd like to see them more if I could. I mean, I'm just asking. I'd like to see these people more if I could, if it's possible. Could the good guys come out a little more? Huh? Could you come out and play? Please? We're begging you. Come out and play with us. This is an important bill because it stops the abuse of 10 to 20 to life and keeps prosecutors from using it against people who would use lawful self-defense. Well, why would a prosecutor do this? How can you do that? And I know prosecutors. One prosecutor, well, she's no longer a prosecutor anymore. She's still an attorney of some sort. But she was a good acting buddy of mine. We played opposite of each other for a lot of plays. And she was a prosecutor. I used to go down to her office all the time. And there, what the hell is her name? She's here in Long Island. She won the DA, and she's trying to run for, I don't know if she's running for Senate. She's running for something. I can't remember her name anymore. Damn it, the hell. Well, I met this woman because this prosecutor was a good friend of mine. We were good acting buddies. We played opposite of each other in a lot of plays. We had good chemistry on stage. And we knew each other very well. So I used to go down to her office. We'd have lunch. We'd talk about things. But this woman, this DA here in Nassau County, I mean, this girl is a piece of work. I mean, you talk about crooked. I had just one very brief conversation with her and just looked that woman right in the eyes. I swear to God, there are people, sometimes you can tell just by looking people in the eyeballs, you can tell what kind of people they are just in their eyes. All you have to do is look. Well, this woman is crooked. We got too many crooked people in this country. I don't understand. I'm just a simpleton. This is why this is so frustrating for me to comprehend this stuff. I'm a simpleton. I'm a very, just, I don't need very much to survive. I don't need a whole lot. I just need a few things. Common sense is one of them. I just need it. Maybe I was born with too much of it. I don't know. Maybe it's me. But I need my government to follow the Constitution. I need my law enforcement to follow the Constitution. I need my fellow brothers and sisters to follow the Constitution. I need me to follow the Constitution. Which means you're going to have to put up with people that you don't like. You're going to have to put up with a few things that you don't like. You're going to have to put up with somebody speaks that you don't like. You can hate it. But you have to love the fact that they have the right to say it without persecution. That's called freedom. And that jackwagon, that goddamn Bill O'Reilly last night, I swear to God, again, almost busted my TV. This guy's blaming freedom. Freedom. Freedom for what happened in Fort Hood. He's blaming freedom. Well, it's not freedom, Mr. O'Reilly. It's not freedom that's the problem. You're an idiot. He says because certain people have certain rights that they this kid who was mentally disturbed in some way, which the Army evidently knew about it, this, that, and everything else, but he's got the rights, so he got a gun. Well, how he got the gun, we still don't know. Might have been registered to him, who knows. But I think the Army did a bad job of their veterans. They're doing a bad job. Look, it happens. People get mentally disturbed. They get mentally crazy. It just happens. But you don't blame freedom for it, Mr. O'Reilly. See, he's one of these. He wants to take the guns out of your hands, too. He acts like he's Mr. Freedom guy, but he's not. He needs to be honest with himself. He's not honest with us. That's why I don't like to watch this guy. Very seldom do I do. But lately I've been watching him just bits and pieces, and then I got to turn him off. I can't. He needs to be honest with himself. Mr. O'Reilly, you're not an independent. Because an independent is nothing more than a Democrat who just wants to have it both ways. You're a liberal. You think like a liberal. You talk like a liberal. You act like a liberal. Just admit it. Don't lie to me anymore. I hate liars. I can't stand that. I don't have to like what you say, but I can respect that you say it if you believe it, if you're genuine. But you're not genuine. Just shut up. All right, getting back to this story here now. What a God almighty. But how anybody cannot see the importance of self-defense are people that have never been put in that situation. Well, every one of those jurors and that judge and those prosecutors and the cops who arrested this woman, you need to be put into that same position. And then you need to be prosecuted, and you need to go to jail for 20 years. Maybe then one of you might get it. Maybe one light might turn on, light up the entire room so you all can see. Maybe that's what needs to happen. I really wish that would happen to somebody. Please. Why are only the good people get punished? Why did only the good people get prosecuted and persecuted? How about the bad people? They say crime doesn't pay. Really? Really? Tell that to the government. Tell that to the Justice Department. Tell that to the police department. Tell that to the school districts that crime doesn't pay. Obviously it does. You tell the truth? Well, now you got to be punished. You told the truth. King by telling the truth. So now you got to be punished. But if you tell a lie, you get promoted. I refuse to do that. I refuse to comply with that sentiment. I can't do that. I can't stoop that low. I just can't do it, and I won't do it. It's just a matter of principle. I'm a principle man. I know principles are outdated, and they're this, they're that, and blah, blah, blah. But I am. I'm a principle man. I'm an oath man. You take an oath? There's reasons for oath. When I took an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution, when I joined the United States Navy, that oath isn't just for the 4 years that I was in. That oath lasts forever. That low oath lasts forever. And if you don't respect the oath and you don't want to follow the oath, you shouldn't be taking it. But once you do take it, you have to follow it. Stick with some principles. What's wrong with having principles? Principles are different than morals. I don't like people passing morals on to me because morals are like fingerprints. What's moralistic to you may not be moralistic to me. What's moralistic to me may not be moralistic to you. Morals are not universal. They're individual. And again, principles, they're not exactly universal. But they can be. Hell of a lot more than morals. If you look at it in certain ways. Principles. Morals are your own personal. That's up to you, whether you want to do it or not. But principles affect everybody. The Constitution. Following the Constitution is a principle. Every word in this document is a principle. And we got to follow it. It doesn't do any good to have any of these words in this document if we're not going to follow it. And it's certainly not going to do any good if the American people don't expect our government to follow it. That's what the Tea Party does. The Tea Party says, government, you follow the Constitution. We follow it. You have to follow it. Everybody has to follow it. Principles, man. You need principles. You take an oath, you follow it. You keep it. It's okay. It doesn't make you a bad person. But evidently it does. All right, moving on. God, I'm in a foul mood today. I hope Monday I'm in a better mood. I get tired of bitching and pissing and moaning and grumping. I really do. I don't like this. I don't want to do this crap. But what else can I do? I mean, I only got two choices here. I can get on the air and voice my opinions and voice my concerns, or I can go around on a homicidal mania and start just shooting people. Well, I don't want to shoot anybody. I don't want to kill anybody. That's not what this is about. I want to stop people from killing people, and we're killing each other. I mean, you take a 14-year-old girl and you throw her into a psych ward for a year and a half and don't let her parents see her, but maybe once a week for an hour. You're killing that girl, which means you're killing me, which means you're killing every single citizen in this country. I get sick of it. This stuff bothers me. So I'm sorry that I got to get on here and bitch, piss, and moan and act like a goddamn fool. But I don't know what the hell else to do. It's either that or kill people. But I don't want to go down that road. Ridiculous road. What are you going to get out of that? Okay, you got everybody dead. Now what? Well, yeah, exactly. So what are you going to get from it? Nothing. Zero. There's no real effect. ISA calls a meeting next week to weigh on the contempt charges against Lois Lerner. Well, you know what, Mr. Ice, I don't even want to even discuss this stupid story today. You don't need to have a hearing. For Christ's sakes, Mr. Ice, what happened to your brain? Wasn't he a doctor? I think he was a doctor. Wasn't Ice a doctor? He was something. I think he was a doctor. But at one point, he did have a brain. I don't know what happened to the son of a bitch. What happened to your brain, Mr. Issa? You do not need to have a meeting to discuss whether this woman is in contempt. And then, once you decide in a meeting of officials, we'll sit down and we'll discuss this. We'll have a rational discussion. You don't need to have a meeting. And then once they decide if she is what they believe, this meeting believes, that she's in violation of her Fifth Amendment rights, then they got to bring it to Congress to vote on it. She gave up her Fifth Amendment right when she spoke. If I were to speak in that, you know goddamn good and well I would be in contempt. I'd still be in jail to this day. You don't need another hearing. You don't need another meeting. You don't need any more discussions, Mr. Issa. She's in contempt. But even though they go into contempt, now they got to go through the whole court process. I mean, what is the point of holding somebody in contempt if you don't have any power to hold them in contempt? They got to go through the courts. Well, how long does the courts take? Well, forever. Until the administration is out of office, and then, oh, well, we don't have to worry about it anymore. They're out of office. What difference does it make? Exactly. My God. Anybody else would have gone up there and gave her little opening statement and then say, I'm going to plead the fifth. They would have been in contempt right then and there. Mr. Isaac, you don't need no stinking meeting to discuss. Do you not have a brain? What's the matter with you? And next week? Why not now? Why wait for another week? And why didn't you do this immediately when she did this, what, several months ago? What's the matter with you? Is anybody in Congress, is anybody paying attention in Congress to what the hell's going on? I know we got a couple, but we need more than a couple. We need them all. My God. All right, shot of grog here, and we'll get on to this next story with the EPA. Or the DPPA, I should say. That's my bad. I'm sorry, Democratic Party. I didn't mean to offend you. GOP lawmakers push the DPPA, the Democratic Party Protection Agency, to axe proposed water rule amid outcry from farmers. Here's something else right now. This is something else. How anyone in Congress would allow a government agency to make up laws and rules and regulations, legislation on their own whenever they deem it necessary. They have a law enforcement in the EPA. They carry badges. They carry guns. They can arrest you. They can shoot you. They can kill you if you have dirty water. Think about that. You're going to sit here and tell me that, Mr. O'Reilly, that Nazism will never come to the United States? Could you wake up, please? Nazism is here. Again, no, they're not wearing brown shirts. They don't have lightning bolts on their collars. But Nazism is tyranny. Nazism is socialism. Nazism is tyranny. We have tyranny in this country. When we have agencies like the EPA can shoot you for dirty water, that's Nazism, Mr. O'Reilly. This EPA needs to be dismantled immediately, period. You want to make recommendations? Fine. I'll accept those recommendations. I think everybody can be in agreement that recommendations on clean air and clean water is good. Nobody's going to argue that. Why would you argue that? Why would you want to argue? No, I want my dirty water. I want to drink that dirty water, that poison. I like poison. And I want to breathe all those toxic fumes. All for a smelt. A stupid little smelt. Well, there's ways, EPA, that you could save that stupid smelt. I'm sorry, and if you don't know the reasons, you don't know how to do it, well, then you need to get out of the EPA. Go find a job that you can do. Learn the phrase, would you like fries with that? Because that's about all you can handle. Look, these farmers, they're dying. Their crops are going away. They don't have crops. Who's going to eat? You need farmers. I'm sorry. Farming has been around in the human culture for literally hundreds of thousands of years. There's reasons for it. If it wasn't for farming, again, the human being would not be able to evolve in the species we are today. Who knows where we would have ended up? Maybe we would have gone extinct. I don't know. I don't know. But I think it's safe to say that farming has helped us evolve as a species. Pretty sure about that. That's what they don't like. There's too many people on Earth. They have decided who gets to die and who doesn't. And you're going to sit here and tell me there's no death panels. Our government is one big, giant death panel. That's the problem. We got one big, giant death panel. the government, all the government agencies, law enforcement, everybody's a death panel. They decide whether you live or not. They decide whether you can farm or not, who gets food, who doesn't. And you're okay with this. Well, you must be because you voted for it. And you keep voting for it. So you must be okay with it. Well, if you're okay with losing your life, why don't you just take your own life and let us live who want to live? I don't have a problem with that. More than a dozen Republican lawmakers are pushing the Democratic Party Protection Agency, formerly known as the EPA, to reconsider asserting regulatory authority over streams and wetlands.
They've got to have that control. Yeah, we've got to control the water.
And if you've got a pond in your backyard, you know you can get the EPA come over and they're going to make you get rid of that pond? You can get fined and thrown in jail for putting a pond in your backyard. Imagine that. A pond. In a letter Thursday, the GOP senators faulted the EPA for announcing a proposed rule last week before the government's peer-reviewed scientific assessment was fully complete. They are calling on the government to withdraw the rule or give the public 6 months to review it rather than the 3 months already in place. The senator's move puts them among several groups from the farmers and land developers. Two Western governors worried about the drought management. Yeah, of course they're worried about the drought management. Look, California has droughts. It's just part of California. The word California means drought. It's just the way it is. But now they make it worse. They won't let the water come through. Now these farmers, now their crops are gone. It doesn't rain very much in California, sorry. Some parts of California it does, but not all parts. So you need the water. But you can't do that because of the smelt. And we've got to lower the quality of life. We've got too many human beings on Earth. We've got Obamacare in place now. That'll kill a lot of people because they won't be able to afford the insurance, or if they do get the insurance and they can afford it, they don't get the treatment. But they can get an abortion. But they can't get treatment for their cancer. This is all a part of Agenda 21. I know I keep talking like a broken record, but this stuff is real. This is true. Agenda 21 is not in the planning phases. Agenda 21 is now in the execution phases. This is all part of it. Liberalism, Agenda 21, it's the same stuff. It's the same thing. That's what liberalism is. And for what? Who's going to gain by it? Who gains by it? Well, the governing class does. See, they got good health care, and they can get all the food that they can eat. But it's the peasants. No, 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 we can't have that. And they can't have guns to defend themselves because we don't want them shooting back at us. We need to be able to shoot them because we're the government. We need to be in control. The letter was led by Senator Pat Toomey and signed by 14 other GOP senators. Well, my question is, why weren't all GOP senators signing on to this? I wonder. Again, I can't help but wonder if these people that do these things that they do in the Republican Party or don't do the things that they do in the Republican Party, they've got monetary investments in this crap. Personally, I think if you're going to be in Congress, I don't think you should be allowed to benefit monetarily outside of whatever the government gives you, whatever your salary is. I mean, I know people have freedom. They should be able to make as much money as they want to. However, this is different. This is different. Because when you go into Congress and you go in there as a pauper and you walk out as a billionaire off insider trading, which I can't do. I can't do insider trading. But the government can. The government makes up their own laws. They can do whatever the hell they want to. I don't think any government official should be allowed to benefit monetarily other than the salary that they make. Once they get out of office, if they want to put their investments in certain things, that's fine. They can go ahead and do it. But when you're in office, you should not be able to benefit monetarily other than the salary that you get, period. If you're able to spend in a certain amount of time in the government, yeah, you should be able to get a pension like everybody else. But, I mean, Scarborough, he gets one term in Congress, and he gets a lifetime pension now, bastard. And he sucked as a congressman. And he still sucks today. This guy's not a Republican. I hate these people who act like they say they're conservative, but they're not. Well, I'm not a conservative, a Republican, or any of that crap. I do have a conservative mind, but I'm an individual. I think for myself. I don't think for my party. I don't have a party. I don't think along any party lines. I don't think along any handbook. The only handbook that I use is our United States Constitution. This is the only thing that I use to think on. And if it's not in the Constitution, I really don't give a damn about it. Again, I'm a simpleton. I know. The letter says, we believe that this proposal will negatively impact economic growth by adding an additional layer of red tape to countless activities that are already significantly regulated by state and local governments. Additional layer? Did you just say additional layer of red tape? No. Layers. Now, this is where it starts getting freaky on you. The proposed language states that no funds shall be appropriated to study, promote, advertise, implement, or otherwise propagate the rule. Okay, fine. This rule is nothing more than a power grab by President Obama. This is not my words. This is coming from them. A brazen attempt to impose a radical redefinition specifically rejected by Congress and the Supreme Court, Mr. Stockman said. Green radicals have tried for decades to pass redefinition by law, but it was even too radical to pass by a Democrat-controlled Congress. Well, now they're going to get it done. They got the EPA. Alicia Johnson, the EPA's deputy, associate administrator for external affairs and environmental education. Do you really need that long of a title? I don't know anything about you, Ms. Johnson, but you're a creep. So the EPA's draft scientific assessment used to inform the proposed rule was being reviewed. It wouldn't be complete until the end of next year or the end of this year or early next year. That means we're going to stall so you can't do anything about it. You are just going to have to bend over and take it. Thank you, sir. May I have another? Well, yes, you can. Let's get in here. There was some stuff on here. What they have to do. Now this is where it just gets just crazy of what they're making these people do. It's impossible now. It's impossible to be a farmer now. Because see again, let me find it. Agenda 21. Let me show you. I got proof. I don't just run off at the mouth. I actually back up what the hell I say, and I got this here. It's written down here. Where the hell is it? Hello. Oh, my God in heaven. I know. It's here somewhere. But in any event, what it is, farming is not sustainable, according to these greeners. Imagine that. Farming. Not sustainable. Farming is not sustainable. How can farming not be sustainable? I mean, what are you kidding me? Family unit. Imagine that. The family unit is not sustainable. How do you put that down in words? How do you say that to people? Huh? Irrigation. You know, irrigation is not sustainable. How is irrigation not sustainable? How the hell is irrigation not sustainable? Livestock. How is livestock now sustainable? We've only been farming for how many thousands of years? It's been sustainable so far. Now all of a sudden it's not sustainable now? Golf courses. No, that's not sustainable. You know that? Golf courses. Not sustainable. What the hell is the president going to do now? What the hell is the president going to do when he can't golf? Well, I guess he can have golf. He's a king. See, kings can golf. It's just not the subject. You can't do that. You can't do that. But farming, livestock, any of this stuff, it's not sustainable. How do you, irrigation? How is irrigation not sustainable? How do you do that? How do you write this stuff? How do you promote this stuff? How do you talk about this stuff? How do you say this stuff with a straight face? How do you pass laws against this stuff? Well, that's what they're doing. Check out this Agenda 21. If you don't believe me, you think I'm lying to you? You think I'm just running off at the fat yap and just pulling this stuff directly out of my ass? Look it up. Private property, not sustainable. Consumerism. Consumerism. How many years has consumerism been in the human society? All this stuff has been working fine. Now all of a sudden it's not. Why do they want to change this? What is their point? Again, it's tyranny. They only want a certain rule, a certain group of people to rule over everybody. And they want to be in that group. And everybody else must just be their little workers, I guess, to do whatever they want them to do. They've got to have control of them so they can't have a gun. They're not allowed to farm and feed people. I don't know what people are going to eat. If we don't farm, how are we going to eat? Well, you're not, and then you're going to die. That's the point. That's the point. There's too many people on planet Earth. You don't deserve to live. You didn't win an election, and you want to sit here and tell me you deserve to live? Ah, you don't have a piece of paper with your name on it. You didn't win an election. You don't carry a badge and a gun. And you want rights? You want to live? And you want to eat? Ah. Farmlands, pastures, grazing, family unit, commercial agriculture, paved roads, irrigation. Not sustainable. What the hell is sustainable? Obviously not life. If you can't farm, you can't irrigate, you can't grow you can't grow crops. You can't have livestock, you can't eat meat now. Well, I guess we can grow soybeans to make tofu, but isn't that part of agriculture? So what are people going to eat? What are we going to eat? How are we going to eat? How are we going to survive? What are we going to eat? I mean, do these people think about the stuff that they do before they do it? Obviously, they don't, because if they did, we wouldn't be having these problems. Now, would we? Let me see if I can find where this gets going here. 36 states, blah, 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 but farmers who, okay. 36 states, including Pennsylvania, which is bizarre. I can't believe Pennsylvania, have legal limitations that prevent the DPPA from regulating waters not covered by the Clean Water Act. Tile drainage systems would not be regulated, and there would be no new requirements. And what they're talking about are the intermittent streams. And that's what this is about, intermittent streams. They want to control the intermittent streams. I tell you what, EPA, you want to control all this stuff, why don't you become God? And if you can become God, then you can do this. But right now, you're just a little human being. You're nowhere near a God. So zip it, Zippy. American people, we got to fight these people. You've got to stand up to them. Don't be afraid of these people. Just because they've got a goddamn badge does not mean that you can't fight these people. Does not mean that you can't stand up to these people. They're bullies. Bullies will continue to be bullies until you stand up and punch the bastards in the frickin' nose. Then they realize, oh, I guess I can't bully them anymore. Let me go somewhere else. Yeah, that's what it takes. That's what it takes. Stand up to these people. This is our lives they're messing with. This is your life they're messing with. Next time you go to the supermarket and there's no vegetables in the produce department, well, you can thank the DPPA for that. I took them away. You don't deserve to eat. Plus, you vote Republican. What the hell's the matter with you? You don't deserve to eat a Tea Party. You're a racist bastard. You don't deserve to live. Meanwhile, all these convicts, all these people up for murder and raping kids, oh, they get three hots and a cot, and they get all the sex, drugs, and rock and roll they can muster up. But if your husband's attacking you, you can't fire a warning shot to back him off to save your life. You gotta go to jail. God damn it. I still can't figure out how the hell we got here. I never imagined any of this stuff. And this stuff happened just like, boom, like overnight. I know it started with Clinton. And I noticed some changes when Clinton got in office, and I never was a Clinton fan. Then Bush came in, and things were just a little weird. And then when Obama came in, I mean, it just went into overdrive, man. You're just straight into overdrive, and it happened too quick for me. Too quick. And the reason, we didn't even know any of this stuff was going on. I had no idea Daddy Bush put this into place in 1992. Well, he didn't really put it into place. He just opened up the door. And then when Clinton took office, he couldn't wait to pull out his magic little pen and sign Agenda 21 into effect. And now we've got to deal with it. Don't we have a responsible Congress? I should have said, oh, wait a minute, Mr. President, you can't do that. This is wrong. No, we don't. That's why this election coming up in November is so important. I know you've heard this a million times, that this next election is the most important election. Well, this is it. This is do or die. Do or die. If this election doesn't solve some problems by getting rid of a lot of people that don't deserve a job, I'm telling you, I'm warning you, I see it. I see it. I see it. I hate to be apocalyptic, but I see I see devastation in the streets, man. I see war in the streets. I see it. I don't want to go down that road. I'm trying to do everything I can. I don't want to be a part of it, man. I'm ready to go into the hills, man, and become a mountain man, because I'm not going to be a part of that. But I have to, because it's my country. I can't run away. I got to stand up and fight. But there's no reason to have a fight. There's no reason for the war. But it's inevitable. It's going to happen. You can't keep pushing people. You can't keep doing this, government. My God, pick up a freaking history book. Pick up a history book. Look what happens. Look what happens to tyrannies. Look what happens. Things blow up. Countries right now that are blowing up, they don't like tyranny. They're blowing up. Is that what you want to happen in this country? It's obvious that's what you do, because that is what's going to happen. This is simple psychology. This isn't something new. This isn't revolutionary. I'm not Mr. Wise Wizard over here. This is simple psychology. They're not going to change America. They're not going to change. You have to be the one to change. You have to be the one to be responsible. You have to go out there and bet your candidate and then vote for a right candidate. You can no longer accept these people doing these things to you. Because if you accept it to you, you don't realize you're accepting it to happen to me. Well, I don't accept it. So if you're going to accept whatever the government is going to give you, you need to think about somebody else. Think about your neighbor. Think about those people that don't deserve to be screwed over. You may not be being screwed over, but somebody else is. Think about that. The next time you go to San Francisco, you go into the voting booth, think about the rest of the people that have to put up with that bonehead Nancy Pelosi. Okay? Could you do that? Well, anyway, meanwhile, we're running out of time, and I got to finish this. Tile drainage systems would not be regulated, and there would be no new requirements for irrigation and drainage ditches. Exemptions are already granted for farming activities would continue in 53 agricultural convention practices and be added to the list. But farmers, this is where it just gets bizarrely crazy. It doesn't make any sense to me. I don't get this at all. Blows my mind. Blew it right up. There's nothing left. Farmers who receive these exemptions must also engage in an ongoing conversion practice that complies with natural resources, conservation services standards, and blah, 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 blah. And once the landowner completes this conservation practice or changes the use of his land, he loses his EPA exemption. So you follow the rules of the EPA and then you lose your exemption. You see how that works? And must now comply with new and more complex set of rules that you can't follow, you can't even understand. And they do that deliberately. So that means, well, it makes it so confused, makes these people so confused that the farmer just gives up farming and he goes off and does something else. That's what they're trying to do. They're just trying to get rid of the farmers. They only want a certain amount of people to farm. I guess they decide. I don't know. I don't know who gets to be picked and who doesn't. But it's obvious that Agenda 21 is in full swing, and the EPA, the Democratic Party Protection Agency, must be the Agenda 21 cops. They're the Agenda 21 police. And they're making damn sure that we're going to get rid of private property. We're going to get rid of golf courses and ski lodges, except for the king. Because we know the queen, she loves to take her daughters to, you know, ski lodges. And the king, he loves to golf. So they can have it, but you can't. And consumerism, we've got to get rid of consumerism. Those Koch brothers selling things, you know, the corporations, they're making money. And irrigation, well, you can't water your crops because you might kill a smelt. And paved roads, can't have any paved roads. Well, where are we going to drive our Priuses on? Huh?
Dirt?
Well, I guess we don't drive anymore. Go back to horse and buggy. Okay. All right. But you can't use a horse and buggy. According to Mr. de Blasio, isn't that horse abuse? Weren't those horses being abused by pulling people in a buggy? So I guess we can't use horse and buggy now. I guess we can walk. All right. I like to walk. I walk every day. I love to walk. So I'm not going to have a problem with that. Commercial agriculture. How are we going to get our tofu? Well, I don't know. And the family unit. The family unit. Just imagine for one moment where you would be without your family. Just imagine that. Imagine that from Back to the Future. You remember when Marty's sitting there looking at that picture and his whole family starts being wiped away? Imagine that for a moment. Where you would be without your family. First of all, you wouldn't have been born. Don't have a mommy and daddy, how are you going to get born? But let's say that you were born. Your abortion was botched, and somehow you found a way to survive, and you have no family. Where would you be right now without the family? If it wasn't for family, again, human beings would not have evolved into the species that we are today. The family is more important in our culture right now than it has ever been. We need more family. And we have one big family. It's the American family. We're all brothers. We're all sisters. We're all mamas. We're all daddies. We're all cousins. The family unit now has to be taken away. In other words, Mr. Stockman goes on to say, the only way a farmer or rancher can exempt himself from the DPPA rule is to adhere to a mountain of other new federal rules that they can't follow. On and on. I mean, the story just keeps getting worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. And the proposed rule has drawn concern of the Democratic Colorado governor, John Hickenlooper. Don't you love saying that name? Hickenlooper. I mean, that's a hell of a name, isn't it? I love it. I love saying that. Mr. Hickenlooper. He's a chairman of the Western Governors Association. He has warned federal officials that the rule could impinge upon state authority and water management, and states should be consulted in the EPA decision-making. Yes. First of all, the EPA shouldn't be making these decisions. You make recommendations, okay? You get a clipboard and a test tube. You do not get a badge, and you do not get a gun. You make recommendations. You do not make policy. You do not set forth fines and regulations. You simply make recommendations. That's it. And if you don't know how to fix the recommendation that you made, all you can say is, well, look, I mean, if you're going to come out and say, well, you're doing this and this and this and this, this wrong, well, you need to figure out how to do it this and this right. And you should not make it so impossible for these farmers to do this. Farming is important. Maybe it's me. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe I'm too clairvoyant, but I do see farming very important. And if you get rid of farming, how are we going to eat? How's the government going to eat if there's no farms? Huh? Well, I guess Michelle can grow her own little garden. What else have we got in here today? New York snubs Obama on primetime healthcare address. Isn't that funny? See, he wanted to go on primetime. But they won't say what network said no. I can't believe that the NBC network wouldn't give him primetime. NBC loves Obama. They love the king. That's the king's own network. But the White House officials, they sought valuable prime time for their little impromptu celebration of 7.1 million people that happened to just log on to healthcare.gov that don't actually have the healthcare. And even if you do have the healthcare, you're not getting healthcare. You may have the insurance, but you're not getting the care. There's a big difference. Between getting insurance and getting care. They've gotten rid of the mandate, but the mandate's still in place. It doesn't make any sense. They want all these people to sign up, but you don't have to sign up. But if you don't sign up, well, then you get fined. They just can't stop contradicting themselves. Now you've got the employer mandate. God only knows when that's going to come in. Then what's going to happen? You're going to have more people losing their insurance. Well, eventually they're going to get it down. They're going to get it down to a single payer. Which means, yes, death panels. You're going to have a set of bureaucrats decide whether you get a heart transplant, a hip transplant, whether you get chemotherapy, whether you get an abortion. Whether you're put into a psych ward because your parents dared to get a second opinion. I still haven't forgotten you, Justine. I'm not going to forget you, girl. And again, that meeting today, I know the meeting is actually over a whole bunch of other things. But I'm going to bring this up. And I'm going to do everything I can. I don't know what success I can have, Justine, but I'm going to fight. And I'm just asking anybody who's listening to this program right now. I'm asking you, if you can organize just 5 people down there to that Framingham, Massachusetts, I'm going to find a way to get down there. I don't drive. I got in a bad car accident, so I can't drive a vehicle anymore. And I certainly can't ride my bike from Long Island to Massachusetts. I'd love to be able to, but my back wouldn't be able to handle it. I certainly can't walk. But I'm going to find a way to get down there. But if you can get down there, you're anywhere near that Framingham, Massachusetts, near this hospital. Let's get that name again. Make sure we get it right. The Wayside Youth and Family Support Network Facility, Framingham, Massachusetts, 1 Frederick Abbott Way, zip code 01701, their telephone number 508-879-9800, or send them a tweet. Follow at waysideyouth.org. Let them know how you feel. And if you can get down there, you stay in the parking lot. You get under their skin. You protest. Demand that she gets her immediate, unconditional release back to her parents. get this girl some goddamn medical attention so she doesn't die simply because her parents wanted to give her the best medical attention that they could get? I'm sorry, but I can't. This is the kind of stuff that keeps me up at night. I'm sorry, it does. Maybe it's me for caring. I know, I'm a caring guy. What the hell? What the hell's wrong with me? I freaking care. That's right, I do care. And I'm going to continue to care. That's what it takes. One person to care. Then he gets another person to care. And then another person to care. And then another person. That's what it takes. And that's what we need to do. So if you can organize, if you can only organize one person and that's you, get down there. Get a sign. Call these people up. Tweet them. Oh, they're getting a letter from me today. Oh, are they getting a big old fat letter from me today? Monday morning, I'm going to read it to you. And I'm going to send it to them. I'm in no mood. I'm in no mood for this crap. This is absolutely wrong. Absolutely filthy wrong. We cannot allow this to happen. We cannot allow our death panels to decide whether a 14-year-old girl gets to live or not. We cannot allow our Justice Department, the cops, to decide who gets to defend themselves and who doesn't. We cannot allow a government agency like the Democratic Party Protection Agency to decide who gets to farm and who doesn't. Who gets to live and who doesn't? Well, let me tell you something, who gets to live and who doesn't. All of us get to live, just the way it is. And you live for as long as you can without government intervention. I want to thank everybody for listening here today. I want to thank everybody that who downloaded it. Vito, my good friend, have a very happy and safe weekend, and we will see you all back here Monday morning, bright and sharp at 10 a.m. Goodbye, everybody.